Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Fighting off recession.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. The talk in Washington is about rescuing the economy. This morning, President Bush will propose a stimulus plan. The Wall Street Journal reports it may include a tax rebate of up to $800 per person. Yesterday, Fed Chief Bernanke urged Congress to act quickly. Now the lobbying begins, as John Dimsdale reports.
There's a long list of interest groups asking for special consideration. Housing, insurance, car makers, doctors, they're all on the list. The tourism industry is asking President Bush to fold in legislation working its way through Congress. Roger Dow is the president of the Travel Industry Association.
We're saying to the administration, this is something you ought to get behind because it's going to create a $100 million plus program to promote people coming to the United States to spend their euros and their pounds and their yen, etc.
Over at the National Federation of Independent Businesses, representing 350,000 small businesses, Bill Risch is looking for some stimulus for laid-off workers now trying to work from home.
A standard home office deduction is an easy way for those folks to get money back into those businesses that they're trying to develop at home.
But sorting through this wish list could delay the package, and economists say it needs to kick in soon to be effective. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Yesterday's numbers on housing and manufacturing convinced Wall Street recession is already underway. The Dow plunged more than 300 points to 12,159. The S&P fell nearly 40. The Nasdaq was down by more than 47 points. Stocks in Asia were mixed overnight. Markets are mixed in Europe as well. The New York Stock Exchange and the American Stock Exchange are getting married. The NYSE Euronext is buying the Amex for $260 million in stock. There'd been a lot of speculation about this deal happening. Michael Henry of the consulting firm Accenture says, in this day and age, it makes sense.
Exchanges worldwide are merging and consolidating, and technology definitely plays a role in that integration because the more products and the more markets you can put onto your platform, the lower the technology costs become.
The Amex was started in 1842 by traders who were barred from the NYSE. They traded on the sidewalk and didn't move indoors until 1921. There might not be a lot of new material on TV, but the plot in the writer's strike has a new twist. The Film Directors Union and the major studios have reached a tentative contract. And as Renina Jablonski reports, it puts pressure on the writers to reach an agreement.
Now that producers have a deal with the Directors Union, an olive branch is going out to the Writers Union. Patrick Verone is president of Writers Guild of America West. He says he's ready to forgive but not forget how the last round of talks broke down in December.
You know, we've been looking to bargain with the conglomerates now for over a month. They walked away from the table. We're still ready, willing, and able to bargain with them.
Writers want more money for movies and TV shows that end up on the internet. The director's deal includes higher residuals for online video. The hope is the contract can be a template for a new WGA contract. Verone says it's too soon to start writing a happy ending.
We have to look at the contract. We aren't going to be overly optimistic or pessimistic at this time.
The writer's strike is entering its 11th week. Hollywood's waiting to see whether it'll be able to dress up for the Oscars next month. I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with more than 70 national patient organizations to educate and support patients and their families. Online at Medtronic.com. By Reuters, the world's news and information source, working to make a difference every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by Siemens. From grade school to grad school, Siemens supports America's next generation of innovators with Student Science Days, plus scholarships and awards for students, schools, and teachers.
This week, British record label EMI announced a restructuring. A third of the staff was laid off, and some new artists were let go. EMI was bought last year by the private equity firm Terra Firma. Now the challenge is making that investment pay off. Let's bring in Bill Wordy, executive editor at Billboard. Bill, we're hearing some major EMI artists are very upset with his plan.
Yeah, that's right. That's been the buzz, and you've heard grumblings. And clearly, you know, I mean, this is the label that lost Radiohead. You know, yesterday, news broke that the Rolling Stones were going to put out their next album and potentially take their catalog to Universal, leaving EMI behind. I have to say, in the big picture, I think people will probably settle down. We have some great reporting that's going to hit newsstands today that really puts you in the room when Guy Hans presented to a large crew of artist managers in the UK. And I think the general consensus in that room was, listen, I mean, these changes are scary, but we need to give this a chance. What's happening elsewhere in the major label realm and what was happening at EMI was really not working.
So this is a story that goes well beyond EMI. This is something that the industry itself has got to deal with, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, let's face it. The music industry, CD sales have been down basically every year since 2001. And last year, they fell off a cliff.
So do people think that Hans can turn around EMI in this time?
I think the hope is that, listen, here's a guy taking a chance with a new approach to the music business. And since none of the old approaches seem to be working particularly well, let's see how this plays out.
You mentioned the Rolling Stones yesterday saying that they will release their next album through Universal, and we were hearing rumblings that Robbie Williams and Coldplay might withhold releasing their next albums through EMI. Do you think there's a real risk of them doing that?
I do think that there's a risk of them doing that, but I also think that in the big scheme of things, it's not going to matter. This is a much bigger story than whether a Coldplay record comes out on EMI or not. This is an industry really struggling to completely redefine itself. And so, you know, this is a plan that's either going to work on its merits, this whole new approach of developing artists from the ground up, getting them out there in whatever way makes the most sense, spending less money up front, finding new ways to sell music. You know, this plan is either going to work along those ideas or not. It's not going to come down to the success of any one band or any one album.
Bill Wordy is executive editor at Billboard Magazine. Bill, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Always a pleasure, Doug.
In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
When you thought that it was over, you could feel it all around.
American Public Media.